It's a beautiful good morning to Lanice, mum of Dexter. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good, Lanice.
We're fantastic. Doing it for Dexter. Doing it for Dexter at gmail.com is where people can contact you because there's all sorts of stuff going on for Dexter, isn't there? Let's go back to the beginning and explain to us why you guys are doing it for Dexter, your beautiful son.
Well, basically, Dexter was born 9 weeks early and as a result of that was diagnosed with brain damage when he was a month old. Which means that he also has a vision impairment and cerebral palsy. He has severe cerebral palsy. And when he was 12 months old, he was also diagnosed with liver cancer. So he's had quite a few setbacks in his life. He is totally reliant on us for everything. So he can't walk, he can't sit, stand, crawl. He's non-verbal at the moment. Does make some noises, but he's non-verbal. So it makes life a little bit tough for him.
Hey, Lanice, you've got a Facebook page, and I love how they've got here, Doing It for Dexter, a community building a disability-friendly house with love and mates' rates.
That's exactly right. It is a crazy idea that my sister brought up, and she's just basically wanting to help us get a house that will be more accessible for Dexter.
Yeah.
The house that we live in at the moment, it's a 1980s house that's got lots of little rooms,
yes.
Which means that he can't really move around. His equipment doesn't fit into all of the rooms, so he's often on his own. And that's not fair for a three-year-old to be on his own. So, the community has gotten behind it, and they're really trying to help us out.
You guys are amazing, you and your husband, Andrew. Wynn News came over and they did a story, is that right?
Yes, yeah, Wynn News came around, they did a story, we had a couple of tradies come over as well.
Awesome.
And Melissa Tierney was there to help support it.
You know what, Melissa Tierney's been a big drive behind wanting to help you guys. She contacted us, she was a local hero and she's a damn fine woman and she cares a lot about you guys. So
she does.
You've got a good lady on your side there. So how can we help you via the radio? How can we help you guys doing it for Dexter, like with the house? What do you guys need?
Well, basically, we've had such an outpouring of support. It's been amazing. But there's still a few different things that Melissa and Carol do need. So things like flooring, decking, windows and doors, timber supplies, fencing. If you happen to, have any kind of skills that you might want to put towards it.
Yep.
Just basically helping us out.
All right, so and if those that are listening right now to I-98 and want to help Dexter, how do they go about it? Do they jump onto the Facebook page?
Yeah, go to the Facebook page, which is the Doing It for Dexter, or there's an email that's set up, which is, again, just doingitfordexter@gmail.com.
Yep.
And any kind of contact that gets made, either Carol or Melissa, follow it up, and we go from there.
Okay.
So we're looking for tradies. I know you guys are working towards a working bee, which I know I-98 will definitely get behind, but that's later in the year when you get yourself sorted out and you know what you're doing. Please contact us because we will definitely help you with that.
We will, thank you.
Especially promoting it, but right now you need tradies, flooring, decking, windows, doors, all that kind of stuff. I know that we've got lots of people listening to this radio station that could help you out and we're hoping that they do. Please let us know because we'll mention them on the radio. Hey, Lanice.
That would be amazing.
Oh, no, we will. We'll help you by helping them. Thanks, Lanice.
Thank you so much for that.
Big up, Marty.
Got the anchor.
They're doing breakfast.
Hello.
Good morning.
I-98. With free professional photography, Domain First National Real Estate puts you first. Corner of Central Road and the Prince.